In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christians remain fragmented over many issues. Some are important, and others are not. But at least one confession that unites us is far more important than whatever divides us. For the last 2,000 years, each Sunday, almost every Christian in every country around this world, and we are about 2 billion strong, have confessed the prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," known as the Lord's Prayer. In our Episcopal worship, the priest will sometimes introduce this prayer with these words, "Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say." The word bold is worth thinking about. We do well not to pray this prayer lightly. It takes courage to pray it at all. Because we have known this prayer for so long, and the fact that we can even say it in our sleep, I'm afraid we might have disregarded this very bold statement of our faith. So let's take a moment today to think about what we say habitually and routinely. Let us look at this prayer head on to its meaning and boldness for our lives. Frederick Buechner describes the essence of this prayer as, "Thy will be done." This is the climax of the first half of the prayer. Do we really realize we are asking God to be God? Think of the ramifications of this kind of trust. We are actually asking God to do not what we want, which we ask a lot, but what God wants. We are asking God to manifest the holiness which is now mostly hidden, to set free his power which is now mostly under restraint. "Thy kingdom come on earth," we say. On earth, we say. What are we talking about? And if that were suddenly to happen, what then? What would stand and what would fall? Who would be welcomed in and who would be ushered out? Which one of our most precious visions of what God is and what human beings are would prove to be right? And which ones would turn out to be phony? Boldness, indeed. To speak these words is to put our whole trust and life back into the one who gives us our life. And in the second half of the prayer, you need another kind of boldness. Give us. Forgive us. Don't test us. Deliver us. Buechner reminds us that if it takes guts to face the omnipotence of God, well, it takes no less to face the helplessness that is ours. We can do nothing without God. We can have nothing without God. Without God, we are nothing. The disciples came to him asking, "Teacher, teach us to pray." Thankfully, Jesus gave us our bold prayer. But really, Jesus knew that we did not need a theological, accurate picture of God to begin our dialogue of prayer. If this were the case, none of us would ever begin praying. As a hospital chaplain for many years, I have stood beside countless numbers of people in prayer. Many begin with mistaken impressions, distorted ideas, unfounded fears, personal prejudices, bargaining and arguing, and literally throwing oneself on the hope of God's mercy. My own first audible prayer sounded like this. Dear God, if you are really there, if you are really real, I need help. Like so many I see in the hospital, I also needed the knowledge that God really wanted to be intimately close to me. I needed to feel the touch of God. I needed to know that I was not alone. And I needed to be held in the firmness of His strength. I needed comfort in my grief. And I needed to see His light in the darkness of my night. I am grateful that Jesus receives us in every way that we come to Him. No matter what prayer is in our hearts or on our lips. But I am also thankful for the great bold prayer. The prayer we say every Sunday. The one Jesus told His disciples to pray. And the one that tells us what our God is really like. Jesus says, God is like an earthly father who would do anything at all to do the best for His children. He is like a loving father who embraces us and welcomes us home. He is strong, affectionate, protective, safe, and unconditionally loving. I have been with many patients who are dying or in various states of unconsciousness and have witnessed time after time after time as I begin to pray our Lord's Prayer, the ever so slightly movement of their lips, or the squeeze of my hand. Quoting from one patient in the hospital, you know, when you're sick, people don't really want to be around you. They think that you don't want to talk, but even if you can't respond, even if someone just sits there with you, if they could just gently say the Lord's Prayer with you, then I wouldn't feel so lonely. This is the work of redemption. Jesus reconciles us to this loving God, and in His revelation, He shows us that God, what God is like. And then we are bold to pray. Amen.